Tesla is still trying to reinvent the car, and here's why it's having such a hard time with that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. I am not going to make a car pun here. No speed bump or pothole jokes, although it is very tempting. I will only say that Tesla has had a tough couple of weeks. On Friday, the carmaker updated its customer reservation website to tell people that delivery of the mass market Model 3 would be delayed several months, at least. In an earnings call last Wednesday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk went into great detail about software issues, robot calibration, and battery assembly. Here he is running the numbers on exactly which level of hell Tesla is in at the moment.
Let's say level 9 is the worst, okay? We were in level 9. We're now in level 8.
Part of the problem here is that Tesla is still more of a tech company than a car company. Jessica Caldwell is executive director of the car research and shopping site Edmunds.com.
Well, auto production is a lot harder than it sounds. I think since it's been around for so long, people assume that it's very easy, or, you know, the process has been perfected. But it's constantly going through evolution and change and improvements. And, you know, for companies that don't necessarily have a lot of experience and don't consider this a core competency, you know, they're going to struggle.
Caldwell also worked in product planning at Mitsubishi and Subaru. She said making even a tiny change in car production is a huge deal. And since Tesla is trying to redesign the entire process of how cars get built, it has to solve every problem it encounters all by itself.
It is tough, and you need people with existing knowledge and you know, an experience to really help the process out. And other companies have the luxury of having that, whereas Tesla, it's not really the case. I mean, they can poach people from other production facilities, but it's not as if they have a wealth of, you know, in-house knowledge in this subject.
But some people say that the way Tesla thinks about cars will actually be a benefit in the long term. John Ellis worked as a global technologist with Ford and was a software executive at Motorola. And he says the software is the key.
You still have to build a beautiful hardware-based product, but the way you purchase and procure parts, the way you build things, the way you develop the entire ecosystem from the ground up. You know, Tesla shipped and didn't have certain features, and then over time, certain features got added.
In that context, it might make sense for Tesla to ship cars to some dealers without seats and digital displays, as the Financial Times reported that they did, and then send those components to be plugged in later. Ellis says cars from traditional automakers aren't getting better over time.
The hardware companies generally are ship and forget. They build a product, they ship it, and they forget about it. But a software-first company, they build products to be shipped and remembered. And that's the constant touch, the constant engagement. And it is a dramatic business model and culture change.
He said Tesla's approach is why there's this belief that Tesla could still drive the entire industry forward if it can get enough cars out the door.
The challenge is if, in fact, the Fords and Chryslers and GMs of the world could understand the business model that is a ship and remember model, they actually build phenomenal vehicles.
So the question is, will Tesla fix its bottleneck issues before the competition figures out the tech approach and then people stop waiting for their Model 3s? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.